Hello, how is everybody? This is Dr. McCleary, and I'm back, and we're still talking about the purpose of the Holy Ghost and why we need it. I hope that you've taken the time to meditate these last 40 days on the disciples and the obedience that they did by waiting in Jerusalem and waiting until the promise had come. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about the promise and the order of the promise and what is the promise, so we can very well get some clarity and understanding about it. Because we really talk about the promise and we talk about the Holy Ghost, but sometimes we don't relate it to the promise. Sometimes we think the promise is God's grace and mercy and his, what I would like to say, his characters, his characteristics, his love, his joy, his peace in the Holy Ghost. But we don't really specifically oftentimes make it very clear of the purpose of the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to take a little bit more time to help you to understand it in words and where it is in your Bible, so that you can see what Jesus was talking about and how he was saying it. So I want to talk to you about when the disciples was, when I think it's in Luke, and the disciples were asking Jesus in Luke around the 17th chapter or the 7th chapter. And he was talking to them and he asked them, the disciples wanted to know, Jesus, teach us how to pray. And I thought that was very simple. He said, Lord, just teach us how to pray. And we already know how it goes. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, when you are a beginner saint, you just remember the Our Father prayer. And maybe you didn't add anything to it. You know, you just prayed what Jesus, how Jesus taught the disciples. And we all learned to pray the Our Father prayer. We learned it either in school, or we have to pray it at funerals, or we have to pray it when someone gets married, you know. So we have learned the Our Father's prayer. But I want to show you something in the Word of God. That's why it takes the fivefold ministry to bring all of us into perfection, because the fivefold ministry helps us to clarify what God is saying to us, even in prayer. Excuse me. And so even in prayer, the fivefold ministry is talking about the power of God. Now, listen at this. He says, when you pray, just pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, holy is thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, you can go to your Bibles and you will find in the Word of God where Jesus is now talking again in the book of Luke. And it says, it's in this, the 17th chapter and the 20th verse. It says, the kingdom of God, it's come not with observations or what can you see? In other words, the kingdom of God is not something you can see, like, oh, there's the kingdom over there. There's the kingdom over there. Or there's the kingdom over there. It's not an observation. And so Luke, the 17th chapter and 21st verse, he says, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. And then, so now, if you understand how to pray, he's saying, Our Father which art in heaven, holy is thy name, thy kingdom, your spiritual kingdom, come on the earth as it is in heaven. How does it come on the earth? It comes on the earth through man. The kingdom of God is within you. It's within us. It is the power of the Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Godhead, dwelling in the inside of man. It is the Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost, all in one, living in the inside of man. The Bible said we are an earthly vessel. and that the kingdom of God dwells from within us. Now, these are the words of God. Now, and if you go to your Bible and just read 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says, now, the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. It's in power. It's not in words. And I'm afraid today that people are very impressed when people speak with great words. We all are just taking back when someone can articulate the words very well. Anything that they're doing, and they can articulate it so well, you know, you're just grafted in by it. And you should, because there are people who are articles of God, and that's what they do. That's a gift that they have. Now, I'm not saying that that's not a good gift. What I'm saying is that those of us who are in fivefold ministry, we need more than just words. We need more than just learn how to articulate or bring our own opinions or speak our own words. We need the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, which Jesus said would give us power. And the Bible says that the kingdom of God is not in words, but is in power. And what is power? It is the demonstration of the will, the principles, and the acts of God. When Jesus came down from the mountain from being tempted, one of the first things that he did was fed almost 5,000 people with just 3 fishes and 2 loaves of bread. That was the power that he had within him. The next miracle he did, he just told the men at the wedding to fill the pots with water. And he prayed over it, and the water turned into wine. That's a miracle by the power that worketh in him. Now, we must understand that once we get the Holy Ghost, once we receive the Holy Ghost, we must read the Word of God so that it sanctifies us and help us to walk in our divine nature. Now, it also says that, now unto him that is able to do and exceedingly above all that we can ask or think. But it's Ephesians 3:20 now. But it's also according to the power that worketh in us. I do remember that I was facing some serious, serious, serious opposition. Extremely serious. And I didn't know how to pray to God. You know, matter of fact, I probably did more questioning of why this happening to me, or why is this happening? But God did not give me that answer. And I've heard people talk about dreaming of scriptures and seeing scriptures in a vision. Well, right before I got up that morning, it seems like Ephesians 2:3. I couldn't get it together. I was wondering, did I see 3:2 or 2:3? But those two numbers seemed like they were just in my eyelids. And when I began to read them, when I went to it and read it, I knew that God was telling me that you're not going to be able to fight this battle except it is according to the power that's going to work in you. And I want to encourage men and women of God, especially those of you that say that God has called you into the fivefold ministry. Our opinion has very little manifestation, or our ideas of what we think. You've got to know that whatever God called you to do, it must be manifested by the power that is within inside of you. And I want to encourage you that you must understand that whatever God is telling you to do, you may go through the testing. So let me say this. When the Holy Ghost came upon Jesus, the first thing what happened to him before he cast out any demons, lay hands on any sick people. And I've said this before. He had to go and be tested and be tried. His flesh was on trial. The enemy came and tempted him about falling down and, you know, crushing these stones. He got tempted about giving up, you know, bowing down and worshiping him, and he would give him all these things. And then he got tempted by the word. The enemy misquoted the word and wanted him to then come in combat with him about the word of God. So the first thing you will probably have to go through is temptation of what's inside of you, what you believe God called you to do. And you must win. It is not according to your flesh. God doesn't call us because we feel like he's calling us. And many have gone because they felt like God was calling them. And I want to encourage someone right now. Maybe he's not calling you as much as he wants you to be more committed. I find that people who God called, the call, I believe this, the call have always been there. It's just a matter of time before that person grow into that anointing, that call. Because you have to remember, the Bible says that the fivefold ministry in the book of Ephesians, they're a gift from God. So they're born with the call inside of them. So they know it's there. It just has to be manifested. So I want to encourage you that if you feel troubled and torn, maybe he's calling you to a state of repentance. He may be calling you to become saved and then still serve him, but just be a layman and maybe not be fivefold ministry. Because to be in fivefold ministry, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of weight. And I do know I've seen a lot of people go forth in this hour, but I want to encourage you. Being in ministry, it will make you or it will break you. If it's going to make you, you're part of it. But if it's going to break you, you're not of it. Don't let it break you. Just know that it's okay that if you're not sure, God is calling you. But I want to talk about being filled with the Holy Ghost, because this is so important. I believe this is one of the most important things that we will ever know when it comes to the things of God. We will have to have power, supernatural strength, supernatural knowledge, supernatural temptation, supernatural long-suffering, and all the fruits of the Spirit. We will have to have those things above and beyond the average, because God has called us to do greatness. When Jesus came and he did great work. He did not hide it under a bush. Whatever he did it openly. Men saw it. Men testified of it. Even though he said, go tell no one, he never boasted nor bragged about it, but he was called to do what he was called to do. And he was gifted, anointed, and appointed to do the work that God has called him to do. I want to encourage those of you who you know God has called you to a work. You don't have to be in a hurry. You don't have to be frightened or be fearful, because the gift itself will begin to manifest itself in you. You will know that God is calling you, because the gift manifests itself even before you answer the call. This is Dr. McCleary, and I'm coming right back. So stay in tune. I'll be back, and we'll still talk about the purpose of you having the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Take care. God bless you. I love you, and God does too. And we'll talk with you later.